Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, you know it and I know it. Parenting is in crisis. That's right. And we've been reading about this everywhere, especially one particular Huffington Post article that lit up the entire social media sphere. And this was all about the five reasons modern day parenting is in crisis. Do you remember reading that, Michelle?
I do, and I can't believe. I mean, I think today when I looked, there was 1.1 million likes on this particular article and 289,000 shares. Like, what does that tell us? I mean, it tells us that we have
a problem.
She
hit a nerve.
A big nerve.
Yeah, and well, I think let's just talk to the author. Let's go right to the source. Okay. So Emma Jenner is a child development and behavioral specialist and founder of Emma's Children, a Los Angeles-based consulting service. She's a star of the TNT reality series Take Home Nanny, and she's traveled across America as Nanny Emma, helping families everywhere put harmony back in their homes. And her book, the title is amazing, Keep Calm and Parent On, a guilt-free approach to raising children by asking more from them and doing less. Okay, really, Emma Jenner, keep calm my ass.
I knew you were going to say that.
How do you keep calm? So we're going to go through the five reasons modern-day parenting is in crisis. Emma, welcome to Her Radio. So what's going on? What are these five reasons why we're in crisis with parenting?
Well, the first one is fear, like I listed in the article. And it's really just parents fear their children. They are afraid to sort of set boundaries or even say no to their kids for the fear of the inevitable tantrum or the fit that they'll throw, so it's easier for them just to give in and give their child exactly what they want.
Boy, is that the truth. I saw that you had gave the example of the pink sippy cup or the blue sippy cup, and
yeah.
The mother's like panicking because she put it in the wrong color cup, and the child is, you know, wanting the particular color, and so mom's going back and putting it in a different cup. Why are we doing this?
I mean, I was happy to score a sippy cup. Come on. You know, what color was it?
They weren't even around when we were around.
Come on, Emma. I mean, wait a minute now. I'm not that old. Didn't they have sippy cups back when T-Rex ruled the earth? Oh, thanks a lot. So, Emma, come on. A fear of our children? Are we really fearing our children?
Yeah. I see parents all the time. Literally, as soon as the child asks for something and starts, you know, the parent will say no and the child will have a fit and the mum will just, or dad will actually just give in. They don't want their kid to feel any discomfort. They don't want their child to have a tantrum. And they actually would rather be their friend than be a parent.
So that makes perfect sense. Let's talk about number two, which is what we call, or you called, a lowered bar. What do you mean by that?
I mean that we've lowered our expectations on what we expect of children today. You know, once upon a time, we held children to a higher standard where their behavior was concerned. And now, instead of holding them to that standard, we make excuses for poor behavior. Like, you know, say Teddy's upset and he's having a fit in the restaurant. We'll say, oh, but he's tired. You know, instead of making him sit nicely or leaving the restaurant, we just make excuses for poor behavior instead of teaching children how to behave properly and what's acceptable and what's not.
Boy, is that the truth, too. How about these screaming kids in restaurants? It drives me crazy. And on airplanes. And they just let let the child scream.
They all drive me crazy, and it's a short drive. It's a very short drive. Well, you know, Emma, you also mentioned, this is a comedy thing here now, you mentioned for your number three reason why we're in crisis of parenting, that we've lost the village. What does that mean?
Well, I feel like parents used to support one another, and now today parents just judge one another. You know, I think, and I also feel like you know, certainly when I was growing up, my behavior was able to be criticized by anybody, whether it be the bus driver, whether it be a shopkeeper, whether it be my teacher. And now today, everyone is afraid to reprimand someone else's children. Even the teachers that I work with, they'll say, you know, they'll speak to the parent and say that their child's been up to no good. And the parent will literally rush into there and defend the child and not, you know, not back up the teacher.
So true, because I mean, even in my own case with my own daughter, I'll never forget when she said to me, "Mom, I'm going to call the police on you if you get near me." And I thought, oh, what the heck? I mean, seriously, when I was a kid, I got in trouble. And yeah. I wasn't sitting in a corner. I actually got, you know, the belt from time to time. I did not want to get the belt, so I did everything I could to avoid that. So let's talk about a reliance on shortcuts. What's up with that?
We've got too reliant on the iPads and the iPhone. So instead of taking the time to teach our children patience and manners and how to behave appropriately in certain situations, it's a lot easier and a lot faster just to give our kid an iPad or an iPhone just to shut them up and entertain them for however long. You know, and I feel like that's a huge
Well, now, of course, you know, now we have this big, you know, new iPhone coming out and the iWatch and the iEverything. I think we're just eyeing it through life right now. And at the end of the day, we've got digital technology as this huge stone wall between us, you know, and our children. I mean, what about eye contact? How radical is that? So your fifth reason then is, and I really want to understand this, parents put their children's needs ahead of their own. Emma, what's that about?
Well, obviously there's some needs that you do need to put, you know, you do need to put some of your child's needs in front of your own. But I'm talking about it in excess, where your mom can't even sit down to have a hot meal or can't take a hot shower, or she's on the phone and is being interrupted constantly by her three-year-old, where children need to learn that mom and dad's important too, and they have a relationship and they have a life, and the world does not revolve around their child. And
it makes perfect sense. But I have a question for you. I want to go back to the belt, because this has been such a topic of conversation, right, with all of my friends and family. And is it okay to hit your child, to hit your kid, if he's done something wrong?
No, I mean, I can't condone that. I wouldn't smack my child. I think that there are other ways to get children to listen and to behave, and they don't need to be smacked.
So, because that's an interesting, so what are some of the, can you give us just a couple of quick ways in which they can really kind of get their child in line?
Well, first of all, I think parents have to own it. You have to own it. You have to establish that you are the parent and they are the child, and you can handle anything that they throw your way and not be scared of them. And the other big thing is to just really establish boundaries and consequences, right. Be consistent with them. Because if your child knows that you mean business, they'll stop testing you. They'll stop having
I love it. I think the boundaries is an incredibly important issue. You know, Emma, you've really helped us understand the five reasons why parenting is in crisis. Fear of our children, the lowered bar, we've lost the village, a reliance on shortcuts like digital technology, and how parents put their children's needs ahead of their own. It's wild and crazy. Emma, thank you so very much. And the book is Keep Calm and Parent On. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Parents, take charge of your children. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.